Among the saints commemorated this day, the 20,000 holy martyrs of Nicomedia. In the time of the wicked emperor Maximilian Hercules, the Christian faith flourished in Nicomedia and spread from day to day. At one time, the emperor, staying in the city, came to know of the large number of Christians, and he was greatly enraged and devised a means of slaughtering them all. The feast of the Nativity of Christ was approaching, and the emperor, discovering that all the Christians gathered in the church on this feast, ordered that, on that day, the church be surrounded by soldiers and be set alight. When all the Christians were assembled in the church after midnight, and the glorious celebration was beginning, the soldiers surrounded the church so that no one could leave, and the emperor's envoy went into the church and told the Christians the emperor's command that they either immediately offer sacrifice to idols or be all burned to death. Then the archdeacon, a courageous soldier of Christ, aflame with divine zeal, began to encourage the people, reminding them of the three holy children in the furnace in Babylon. "Look, my brethren," he said, "at the table of sacrifice in the Lord's altar, and understand that our true Lord and God will now sacrifice on this. So shall we not lay down our lives for him in this holy place?" The people were fired with enthusiasm to die for Christ, and all the catechumens were baptized and chrismated. The soldiers then set fire to the church on all sides, and the Christians, 20,000 of them, were burned in the flames, singing the glory of God. The church burned for 5 days, and a smoke with a fragrant and intoxicating smell rose from it, and a marvelous golden light was seen around it. Thus these many men, women, and children died gloriously, and received wreaths of eternal glory in the kingdom of Christ. They suffered and were glorified in the year 302. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us.